Today, we begin the Lenten season by putting ashes in the sign of the cross on your foreheads. When the priests or ministers say as a reminder for us, remember that you are dust, and to dust you will return. Or other words, as a challenge for us, repent and believe in the gospel. When ashes are put on our foreheads, we should remember two crucial things. First, we are created by God. The scripture says, the Lord God formed a man from the dust and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and the man became a living being. That means we come from God. Our whole life begins with God. So we must end only with God. Second, ash is black. It is a stain. It's dirty. This reminds us what sin does to our soul. Sin makes us dirty. Sin casts a stain on the image that God wants us to be. Sin is a black spot in our relationship with God. Thus, the sacramental sign of putting ashes on our foreheads must lead us to repentance, which is to be aware of the grave consequences of sins and be truly contrite for them. By saying that, we need to do something during Lent. Let us remember the three basic words of Lent. This is from the word ash, A-S-H. A is standing for almsgiving. It is to be like Jesus. That is, we care for others, we have compassion for their well-being. We are sensitive for their needs. So to give alms is to die to selfishness, to greediness, and to possessiveness. S is for sacrifices. It is to do what Jesus did. It is to commit ourselves to him, to undergo sacrifices, is to die to the gratification of our senses. We deprive ourselves for human pleasures and comfort so as to find our happiness in God alone. One of the practical sacrifices is to share our blessings with the poor. H is for holiness. It is to be in communion with Jesus. To be holy is to be open our whole life to Jesus. We make him the center of our life. We make him rule our ways and our will. We make him the first and foremost in the course of our works and our words. Then we become like him, as he says, be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. When we do this, almsgiving, sacrifices, and holiness, Ash Wednesday is not a seasonal affair. It should be now and forever.